Having enough young workers to replace retirees is not only a concern for Social Security, but the health industry as well. The Wisconsin Hospital Association predicts a smaller workforce will be caring for a larger number of patients by the year 2030. The association's vice president for workforce development, Judy Warmoth, says 60 or 70-year-olds might still be on the job because demand will be that high.
We're an old state, and we're getting older faster than the states around us. We have a very low birth rate. We have a very small cohort of 18-year-olds.
The aging workforce is already evident. The greatest percentage of registered nurses is between the age of 50 and 59. Warmoth says for older workers, declining eyesight, stamina, and strength can sometimes make hospitals difficult places to work.
How long are the hallways? How dim are the lights? How silent is the stethoscope? How much lifting do we think people can do? Because they are our workforce of the future.
As for the current workforce, Wisconsin continues to have a shortage of pharmacists. Warmoth says physical therapy positions are also hard to fill. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.